It's EV News briefly for Saturday, 19th of November. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, congratulations to Volkswagen and their plant at Zwickau, making 7,100 electric vehicles in a single week. From 7th to 11th of November, it's a record for that factory. 7,100 electric vehicles, on average 1,400 a day. They make the VW ID 3, 4, 5, the Audi Q4, the Sportback, the Cupra e-born, and they said if they had more parts, they could make more. But they are approaching the capacity of that facility. GM is expanding their capacity for EV parts and castings, specifically in Indiana. They'll make the castings that are needed for the Chevy Silverado EV and the GMC Sierra as well. Jaguar Land Rover are hiring for software and engineers in those kind of areas, but specifically reaching out to people who have recently left companies like Meta and Twitter because they want those kind of Silicon Valley type people to come in, and not the typical automotive people, but rather if you can work remotely from anywhere in the world. And they've got 800 vacancies across the world at JLR to be a data first company. Why not try and get some of those people who might think differently to the kind of people they've had previously? It's a great move. Well done. VinFast has scored a big fleet deal with the subscription company in California, Autonomy, for 2,500 of their VinFast vehicles, which they have started to deliver already in September in Vietnam. Not yet in the US, though. Autonomy also buying things like Rivians and Lucids and Polestars and BMWs. Now, Formula E confirmed that next season, testing is in December, and then the new season starts in January. Formula E's Gen 3 cars will be so powerful and have so much more regen as well. I think 40% of the energy they use in a race will be gathered from regen. And that's because of it's going to now be dual motors on each axle. Got something called attack mode, or attack charge, I'm sorry. Attack charge will be a mandatory 30-second pit stop. They can charge at 600 kilowatts, and then that energy that they take in the pit stop can then be used later in the race strategically as a power boost against your competitors. Really interesting. Well, you know, it's only a 30-second pit stop, and you won't get exactly tons of charge in, but could be a nice little strategic play if you follow your motor racing. Mercedes-Benz with their EQ vehicles, like the EQE, EQS, are offering more subscriptions for upgrades. I'm not a massive fan of this. This time, they have slowed down the cars unless you pay extra and subscribe to Acceleration Boost. I think it's a yearly or a monthly thing. And then they will unlock the full power of the motors. Like, I'm a big fan of where EVs will take us into modernizing cars, but I don't exactly like the direction this is going, where we'll start to be stung monthly for subscription to this and that and... Yeah. Google Maps is updating itself on the Android and iOS apps. So if you now type in charging station, you should be displayed a list of places to charge your car, and you can now filter them for 50 kilowatts and above, which is good to find the fast chargers. Stellantis have acquired a leading AI automotive company to help drive forward their autonomous division with new software and expertise in silicon microchips as well, in terms of self-driving technology. There's a company called Wabtec, and as part of an EU initiative for megawatt charging of marine vehicles and things like ferries and how we charge them when they dock. NIO unveiling their Swedish battery swap station, the first one in the country. And GM revealed that they have repaired over 11,000 Teslas, and they're leaving it up to their local dealers to use their expertise to repair non-GMs. And that's briefly